While I was offline for Passover, the U.S. Department of Education's Office of the General Counsel initiated an investigation into the Washington Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction due to concerns that Chris Reichdahl and OSPI are requiring the Law Center School District to implement policies that potentially conflict with and violate federal laws. So, for example, this school district has said they're not going to hide gender identity from parents. And, of course, Chris Reichdahl and OSPI seem to have a problem with that. Joining us now to discuss on the KVI studio line is the principal of the Law Center School District, Superintendent Peter Rosenkranz. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you, Ari. I appreciate having the opportunity to talk about this.
Such a pleasure. Let's go back in time for a second. We've discussed the story a number of times on the show. So you guys have your policies. You've had your policies in place. The superintendent had an issue with them. And then catch us up on what's kind of happened since then.
Absolutely. So this has been drawn out over a couple years now. And we very much value the partnership we have with parents. And hiding things from parents leaves them on the sideline of their child's education. It's too complex to do without the parents. I need parents reading with kids. I need them asking about their math homework. Our job is to educate, and the family's job is to raise them. And when it comes to gender identity or any identity, it really belongs with the family. And so in the law, RCW 28A-642080, it allows school districts to adopt or amend the model policy. And so the school board, the school board and I made a decision to amend the policy, including parents. Again, they're the first teacher. We only actually in a calendar year see them 17% of the time. 83% of the time, they're with their parents. They tuck them in at night. They feed them dinner. They provide shelter, and they love on them. And I believe what Chris Reichdahl's policy, model policy, does is assume parents are dangerous and does not account for the unconditional love a parent has for their child.
Right. And the policy right there seems like the state thinks it can do a better job parenting the child than the parents. And because you guys did this, he then threatened to withhold funding from you guys. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've only received a couple of threats in my career as a superintendent and an educator, and both have been from Chris Reichdahl. and that's kind of fascinating, given that we're supposed to be working with families, with their children. I have three of my own. I love them dearly, and I have enough. It's good. And my job is to grow brain cells. It's in the simplicity lies its complexity. It's not rocket science, but it is brain surgery because we are trying to grow brain cells. And the policy itself, the state policy, determines or declares that parents are dangerous, and the child is the one that determines whether they're dangerous or not. You know, and we have a longstanding system called Child Protective Services. If we feel a child is harmed or in harm's way, we're a mandatory reporter, and we will make that report and work with CPS and continue to work with families to educate their children.
Also, in addition to that, the kids have the opportunity to reach out to various agencies if they think there's some kind of problem and nobody's listening to them. They can do that as well. And yet you have Chris Reichdahl, who's putting all these threats on you guys for just saying we're on the side of parents and we think parents should be partners in education. And doesn't that lead to kids getting better scores when parents are sitting over their shoulders and making sure they're doing their homework, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. And we're starting to see the fruits of their labor. We're not losing kids to private school. And I mean, we do have kids that we have families that choose to go to private school and homeschool. Absolutely. But we're not losing the volume of kids like you're seeing around the state. And we passed our recent levy by 10 percentage points above where we ran our last levy and the highest margin of anyone in Clark County. So the parents speak out. They've been very supportive of what we're trying to do, that we stay in our lane. Academics is our lane. And of course, we'll work on cooperation and all the other aspects that come with an education, but it's all what parents expect. There's no surprises. And when you start asking pronouns, for example, questioning is an instructional tool. When I start asking pronouns, now I'm teaching kids about pronouns, and the OSPI thinks we should do that down to kindergarten. And it doesn't make sense. If kids want to know, state law is that if they have a pronoun they want to use it's different, they tell us, and we'll use it. Now, I don't have to ask, though. And it's up to them. If they're ready to share it, because public school, it's a public setting or a small town, and you share it with 25 other kids, it'll get back to parents and families when other kids are calling you another name or a different pronoun. We respect every single kid that comes through our door, regardless of how they identify. And we respect their family. Family could be a mom and a dad, two moms, two dads, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, that foster care, that's their family. I don't have judgment on that. Send me your kids. Let me teach them. That's our job.
Right.
Continue.
Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
If you trust me enough to send me your children, then I want to do the very best I can to help them read. And I don't even call it back to basics because the pandemic put us so far behind. It's advanced to basics. And we're starting to see the fruits of that labor of working on instructional strategies to teach kids reading and math, focusing on reading and math in elementary school, and focusing on being career ready by the time they graduate for what I call grade 13, which is the year immediately following high school.
My God, what a refreshing approach to education. You mean to actually educate kids and then try and get them ready for life so then they can go forward? It's so rare that we hear that. We've seen that these days. It seems like a lot of educators just kind of want to make the kids into political activists. I mean, if you asked me my pronouns when I was in kindergarten, I would have said my pronouns are Jedi Knight and I'm Luke Skywalker. That's how that would have gone down. And trusting a kindergartner to answer that question is absolutely insane. So in the last few minutes we have with Los Center School Superintendent Peter Rosenkrantz, now that this letter has come out signaling that there's an investigation from the Department of Education into OSPI, have things changed? Have you heard anything from OSPI regarding the situation? Because when I asked them for a statement, they doubled down and called it government overreach and seemed like they were ready to fight this thing.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. This is not flippant, but FERPA is a federal law. Title IX is a federal law. So the federal government coming in to enforce federal law is overreach? I find that fascinating. I welcome the opportunity to work. We have routinely reached out to OSPI to try to collaborate on this issue, and they have refused to collaborate. It's my way or the highway, and they put us in an untenable situation of either follow state law or federal law. And, we're in the United States of America. Federal law carries the day, especially on FERPA and Title IX. And we haven't even picked up the Title IX issue yet, but that's coming as part of their investigation into OSPI. And it's a welcome relief.
This is going to be fun to watch, and I can't believe me as a conservative is begging for federal intervention here in Washington. But it may be the way we get some of these things done. Mr. Rosenkrantz, thank you so much for fighting so hard for the kids in your district, for the parents in your district, and thank you so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share our story.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.